Cass cried out, looking around herself. The ring of light had vanished. Now only the moon remained. What in the world? She breathed aloud.
You need to watch yourself. You were being pixie-led.
The voice was high, reedy. She couldn't tell if it was male or female. She jumped, looking around, trying to find the source of the voice. There, sitting in the fork of an oak to her left, was the green fay. She wouldn't have seen it at all were it not for the soft glow around its tiny body. Cass blinked, staring at it. Had that creature just spoken to her in English? It was impossible. The creature snickered.
If that's what you want to believe,
it said. Her eyes widened and she took a step closer. How? She'd never heard any of the magical creatures she'd encountered before speaking anything but that strange woodland language she could never understand. How had this one learned English? The fae didn't answer. It just smiled, quirking its head at her, staring at her in an extremely discomfiting way, as if it could see her from the inside out. She shook her head, looking away.
I wasn't being pixie-led, she asserted. You were.
She stubbornly crossed her arms. I've been dealing with you pests for 30 years. I know better than to be pixie-led.
If that's what you want to believe.
Cass stamped her foot in frustration. She wasn't going to give in to this thing, whatever it was. And she certainly wasn't going to acknowledge that she knew it was probably right. The fairy ring she'd seen, the way she'd been moving as if she were in a trance. Those were all definite signs of being led astray by fae of some sort. How had she walked so neatly into their trap? Why did the magic of the fae seem to be so much stronger here than anywhere else she'd been?
Because these woods are different,
the green creature said. She looked at it sharply, and it smirked.
You know it's true. You felt it. There's no hiding from it. It's inside you. You recognize the way this place makes you feel.
Whatever, Cass said, turning on her heel and striding back in the direction she'd come in. The fae didn't follow her, and the numbing sensation of the magic she felt on the trail soon vanished. Once she had her bearings back, she realized she'd walked much, much farther than she thought. The return trip seemed to take ages, and when she was back at the house, her calves ached and her feet were weeping from the strain she'd put them through, walking so far on uneven terrain in flip-flops. She paused on the stoop and pressed the lock button on her phone. The screen lit up to show her the time, well past midnight. The pixies had led her astray for over 2 hours. She cursed, kicking the colander on the porch aside before flinging the front door open. Onyx was sitting on the bottom step of the staircase, watching her as she stormed into the house. If that green thing comes in here tonight, she told the cat, I expect you to eat it. Understand?